And they did a test with a, I don't know, 25-foot trailer, maybe 23, can't remember. But anyway, they really wanted to figure out the capabilities of towing with that. It's not there yet, but it works.
Nice. All right, John, thanks for calling it in. And actually, I'd like to hear from you and Rick to see how that... what was that thing? What was it?
Caravelle.
Caravelle. Like a 65.
I think they still have it.
Yeah. Yep. Looking. Yeah, they went back to Michigan to pick that thing up. So, yeah, it'd be nice to hear how that thing turned out. It went from a pig farm to California. That's a big change for it. Anyway.
Right.
Yeah. Call us, John. Let us know how that thing turned out. So let's go ahead and go to this email here. This was sent to us, I think, from our website, questions at thevap.com, where you go to our website, thevap.com, and use our Contact Us page. This one's from Ryan Gorman, and it's about a 1983 Sovereign Center Bath. And he says, hello, I'm interested in getting new axles. I know it's probably been asked a million times, but I'd like to know a few things about getting new axles. What info do I need to get off of the old axles in order to order new ones? So what do you need to know to order, make sure you get the right ones?
Well, the big thing is, you know, back in the 70s and 60s, the Sovereign... and the 50s, actually, the Sovereign name basically denoted a trailer length as well. But when they got into the 80s, it became more of a trim package. And so I'm going to assume it's a 31-footer, but not all Sovereigns of that era were necessarily 31-footers. So the biggest thing I need to know is... what length it is. And when we got into the 80s and 90s and up in the 2000s, we do have a lot of database on that, but we don't have everything. So the other big thing I want to know is what the original load rating on the trailer is. And on the VIN tag, which is located on the street side front side panel, there's a GAWR rating, which is a gross axle weight rating, right near the VIN, and it'll have it stamped in there what the existing or original axles were. So that's usually a starting point for us. A lot of times I can guess, but as the trailers got newer, as we all know, they get heavier and heavier. So, you know, an 83 31-footer and an 89 31-footer wouldn't necessarily be the same weight, i.e. or the same load rating on them. And also, as they got a little bit fancier, they had heavier weights as well. Like in the late 70s, they had some Limiteds that were 31-foot, but they had 4,000-pound axles, whereas the regular trailer had 3,200-pound axles. Things like that. Although the trailer was the same length, it just had more bells and whistles on it. But those are the basics of determine where the starting point is. Then after that, what we want to know is sort of what your restoration plans are, and i.e. adding more batteries, more gray tanks, bigger gray tanks, and also your style of travel, whether you want to keep it still, you know, low with the original torsion angle, torsion arm angle, or if you want the a greater torsion arm angle that would lift the trailer up a little bit. Now, whether you get the taller arm or the regular arm or